When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Today, I am going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is comparing ourselves to others. And a lot of times, we sacrifice our happiness by comparing ourselves, our lives, our achievements to other people and always feeling we're not doing enough. So if you find yourself feeling constantly unsettled by comparing yourself to your peers, especially when you follow them on social media, it is important that you get yourself out of that state of mind. Here are some ways to train your brain and help you care less about other people's lives on social media. Step number one, remove yourself. While you may not be able to remove yourself entirely from social media, you can mute any accounts that are causing you the most distress. Remember, you don't need to be on social media every day to know what's going on with your friends. It's okay to check social media every couple of days, once a week, or once in a while. Whatever feels good for you. Distance yourself from accounts that make you feel inferior or that make you want things that you can't have. Step number two, create an intention or purpose. Your intention could be connecting with friends, doing research, or getting inspiration. Creating an intention keeps you focused on your purpose for the account and could prevent the idle social media comparisons that happen when you start mindlessly wander. You would also be less vulnerable to triggers that make you feel bad about yourself and your life. Step number three, change your perspective. There are two ways to look at social media feeds. We can choose to see the negative and damaging or the positive and non-threatening. When you see a friend and a new project they've completed, you can choose to be jealous or you can choose to be happy and inspired by their success. Choose the positive perspective and be happy for them. Viewing things from a positive perspective creates a positive mindset. This way, you're more likely to find joy, inspiration, and light when you go on social media. Step number four, assess your attitude. In a world of selfies and narcissism, it's easy to think you deserve attention and praise. We have all seen very average, unremarkable pictures that somehow have a million likes, while your superb post is only getting three. And of those, one is from your mom and one is from her dog. But joke aside, someone's filtered picture with its smart caption and a few hashtags thrown in, getting all the love, and you can make your head boil with envy. The truth is that you don't deserve attention just because you want it. Check your ego and don't let it take over. Other people's success isn't your failure. Be happy for that person and move on. Step number 5. Define happiness on social media. Getting a bunch of likes on Instagram doesn't make you happy. You'll get an instant dopamine boost, but then you'll crave more attention and likes once this has worn off. The cycle never ends. Focus on being successful in your own way, offline and outside social media. And know that every perfect picture post, there are probably a lot of darker things happening in the background. Step number 6. Replace social media. Find other things to fill your time instead of constantly focusing on social media. Read a book, go online for research on topics that are of interest to you, listen to a podcast, watch a TED Talk. There are lots of entertaining things that you can do instead of scrolling down social media for hours. Step number 7. Find role models. Choose who you follow on social media and follow role models and people who inspire you. People who can genuinely learn from and benefit from their success without adding an element of competitiveness. It's easier to learn from a role model like Oprah Winfrey or Bill Gates rather than a friend from real life. You don't personally know them and likely never will, and they are so distant from you that it's impossible to compare. You will never worry about them judging your outfit when you bump into each other on the school run. Step number 8. Create a support network. Create a supportive circle of friends outside social media that you genuinely care for and who support each other. The type of people who don't brag about their lives on social media. Establish a true offline connection with them. Step number 9. Practice gratitude. When you find yourself comparing your life to others or feeling resentful or someone else's success, think there are three things that you're proud of. Recreate the feeling that you felt when you achieved them and feel good about them. Stay in that frame of mind, celebrating and appreciating what you have rather than focusing on what you're missing. And step number 10, remember that you are in charge. In the end, you are responsible for your emotions, not Facebook, not Instagram, not Twitter, not TikTok, or any other form of social media that has been invented between me writing this and you reading it. It's you. You can help manage your emotions by staying in control, regardless of any negative influences. You can control who sees your post, who can and cannot comment. You can remove something or someone if you don't like what you see. You can block or mute someone, and you can accept or reject the connection request. Follow your own path and remember where you started. Instead of comparing yourself to others, simply compare yourself to who you were 2 years ago and just see how far you have come.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.